Be black ball on their side. Brennan's inbound pass. Go to Riley at the top of the key. Brings it back to Chase. Guys swinging it around the perimeter. Back to the top to Chase. Ball staying at the top. Just swinging it around. Chase trying to get the people to move. Brennan back to the top, over to Riley. Riley gets balls, gets stolen by Rio. Rio barely makes it past the half court line and falls. Some defense being played by the T-Jacks causes a turnover. I'm not sure what the call was, maybe a kick. Either way, T-Jacks ball. 24-18 in favor of our guests, the T-Jacks. Brennan past the half court line, finds Riley. Riley met by some defense, he'll get it to Chase to an almost wide open Robert. He'll go to the floor with the ball and Peter will have a hold of it too. They're gonna call a jump ball. Possession goes to the Eagles. Rio will bring it down for them. Rio in the paint to Rowdy. He tries to, oh, that's Peter to Rowdy. Out to Rio, swings it around the top. Back to the side to Rowdy, shoots a three. And it's too far. T-Jack's ball, still 24-18. Long pass over to Riley. Into Robert. Robert back out to Brennan. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. They'll get it to Eagles' ball. Rio will take it all the way down. Put it up, and that one's off the glass and good. 20-24 now, still in favor of the T-Jacks. They'll bring it past the half-court line. Try to get it in the paint to Logan. Out to Riley. Riley for three. And that's good. 27-20 in favor of the T-Jacks. Rio will bring it down again for the Eagles. To Tyler. In the paint to Peter. Peter will put it up. That one's good. 22-27, 5:44 left in the third quarter. T-Jack's ball. Chase brings it to the top. Over to Brennan. Back to the top. Long three by Chase. No good. Robert with the rebound. He puts it back up. No good. Puts it back up. No good. Logan with the rebound. He puts it up. No good. Rio will come down with it. Over to Tyler. Back to Rio at the top, swinging it around to Rowdy. Back to the top to Rio, swinging it around to Tyler. Back to Rio, over to Tyler. Tyler brings it in, passes out to Rowdy. Rowdy will drive. Up and no good. Rebound by Chase. He gets past the half court line, gives it to Brennan at the top of the key. Down to Robert. An easy layup for him. 29-22, still in favor of the T-Jacks. Rio bringing it down. Over to Rowdy. Back to Rio. To Tyler. And he shoots a three wide open. It's no good. Brennan will get the rebound. Chase to Chase. Chase trying to find an open guy. Gets it to Brennan. Riley with the three-point shot, no good. T-Jacks will keep possession. It'll be stolen by Tyler. Tyler dishes it off to Rowdy. Rowdy passes it way out to Rio for a three. Oh, and it's in and out. Rowdy with the rebound, though. He puts it back up. No good. Rebound by the T-Jacks. 29-22. Chase looking for an open player. Gets it to Brennan. Back. Passes it in. Brennan will get the ball back. Into Logan. Out to Riley for three. Oh, and he doesn't miss those very often. That is good. Scores 32-22, still in favor of the T-Jacks. Rio will bring it down for the Eagles. Timeout being called. Timeout being called by Coach Brandon. So 32-22, 10-point lead for the T-Jacks. 3:27 left in the third quarter. see, they called a full timeout, looks like. So they'll get a full minute here at our senior night game, last home game for Julian Carlson, Rowdy Tripp, Caden Foster, and Landon Deering. It was also senior night for the rookies there in King Cove, the last home game for Tiana Shane, Mary May, and Jada Bear. T-Jacks make their way to the court. In for the T-Jacks is Riley, Logan, Chase, Brennan, and Robert. And for the Eagles, we have Rowdy, Peter, Caden, Tyler, and Ryu. And they'll inbound pass. They'll get it to Ryu. Ryu looking for somebody. Passes to Tyler at the top. Tyler tries to drive. Dishes it out for route to Ryu for three. It's no good. Peter will get the rebound. Get it to Caden. Caden puts it up. No good. Rowdy with the rebound. He puts it up. And that one's good. Making an 8-point lead for the T-Jacks. 32-24. T-Jacks. Brennan with the ball to Chase. Brennan looking for somebody, gives it back to Chase. Boys taking their time. They know they're in the lead, so they're just lollygagging at the top, which is not a bad thing. They'll get it out to Riley for three. That one's no good. Ryu will get the rebound, almost go out of bounds. He'll get it to his team. Rowdy will bring it down. Rowdy will take it in the paint, and he'll get it to Caden. Back to Rowdy. Rowdy loses his defenders, passes it out. They'll get it to Tyler. He'll take the baseline, put up the shot. It's no good. Out of bounds. Looks like last touch by Brennan, but he's taking it out. So, last touch by the Eagles. It'll be T-Jack's ball. 2 minutes left, still 32-24. Ooh. The pass is deflected by Ryu's foot, so they're going to call a kick. So, possession stays with the T-Jacks. Inbound pass to Chase. Chase gets it to Ryu. And they called a foul on 2-3 White with the body. That's a foul on Rowdy. Rowdy's second foul, third foul. Uh-oh. It's no good. Him in a little bit of foul trouble. Okay, inbound pass goes to Logan. Logan puts it up. No good. Boys trying to pull it down. Caden will come out with it. Long pass down to Tyler. He'll run the baseline. Get it out to Rowdy. Wide open three. It's no good. Chase with that rebound. He'll dribble down. Looking for somebody. They're going to call four with the body of it. Fight right four with a push. So that's foul on Ryu. It's second team foul for the Eagles. Ryu's first foul. Inbound pass by the T-Jacks goes to Chase. Chase runs the baseline, passes it way out to Riley. They'll almost lose it. They'll get it to Logan. Back to Riley. To Chase. Chase will find Brennan. Brennan into Logan. Back out. Back into Logan. Long three by Chase. No good. Rebound by Rowdy. Rowdy, long pass down to Tyler. Tyler dribbles down and stops and gets it to Peter. Peter for three, no good. Rebound by the T-Jacks. Brennan with the ball, into Logan, out to Chase for three. No good. Rebound is, Jeremy will come out with it. He'll pass it down to Brennan, to Chase. Goes out of bounds. Last touch for Tyler. It's going to be out of bounds on the Eagles. T-Jack's ball on their side. And in comes Dawson for Tyler. 40 seconds left in the third quarter, 32-24 in favor of the T-Jacks. Inbound pass to Chase. Chase to Brennan. Back to Chase. Like I said, they're just playing around until something gets open like that. They pass it into Riley. He puts up Logan. He puts up shot. That one's good. So, Rowdy to Ryu. Oh, and that pass is almost stolen. They'll get it back, though. Try to regain composure. Doss for three. Oh, and it's no good. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Another timeout call by the Eagles. 34-24. 10-point lead for the T-Jacks. 8.2 seconds left here in the third quarter. It looks like it's just going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Brandon. Eagles setting up their defense. The T-Jacks setting up their offense. 8 seconds left. Inbound pass to Chase. To Brennan. Brennan. To Chase. To Riley for three. And it's blocked by Rowdy. All right. That is the end of the third quarter. Starting the fourth, it is 34-24 in favor of the T-Jacks.
All right, I guess we're taking a break there at the third quarter. If you missed it, 34, the King Cove T-Jacks, and... Let me get that ready. And 24 for the Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles. Let's see. What do we got? Dun, dun, dun. Hip hop array.
T-Jacks with the ball. They pass to Chase. Passing it around. I see Sailor in the game. They get it to Logan. Or Riley. No, Logan is right. They pass to Chase. Guys keeping it around the outside, waiting for something to open on it. The ball is almost stolen by the Eagles. The T-Jacks will regain possession. Logan with the ball. Pass it out to Chase. Find somebody, they'll find Logan. Logan out to Sailor. Sailor to Brennan. And there's that shot up by Logan. No good. Sailor with the rebound. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Peter. Eagles ball. Rowdy with it. They get it to Doss. Long pass over to Ryu. Back to Doss. Over to Jeremy. Jeremy runs the baseline and gets stuck. Tries to pass it out. It's almost stolen. T-Jacks almost took off with it. They step out of bounds on the way, so possession stays here with the Eagles. Inbound pass to Rowdy. To Peter. Out to Ryu for three. Oh, that was good. 27-34 in favor of the T-Jacks. They'll pass out. And the gate pass to Chase to bring it out. Oh, that whistle. Oh, and that's a foul on Doss. So inbound pass goes to Chase. Chase will put it up. No good. And oh my goodness, almost did. That rebound went to Robert, And they called a jump ball before they called a foul. Thank goodness, because there was a foul. Yeah. So, TJ, or Eagles ball. They'll get it to Ryu. Into the DOS.
I
see that.
Yeah.
Well, Robert doesn't mean to hurt anybody. Or... Well, shot goes up by Rowdy. Should have been a foul call back there, but no foul. So, T-Jack's ball. In the paint to Logan. Out to Sailor. Back. And it's stolen by Rowdy. Rowdy, oh, the ball goes right out of his hands as he was going up for that shot. No good. Rebound by the T-Jacks. Chase with the ball to Brennan. Oh, they're going to call a foul, I guess. I'm guessing on Rowdy because he's wondering what calling said. Hands are straight up, but the refs didn't seem to think so. Timeout.
He's down there. He like wasn't.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fly going. I mean, like,
yeah.
He is so strong.
Robert Thompson got that rebound and he just kind of bent over with the ball and Rowdy was coming down, right, Rowdy?
Yeah.
Landed on top of him. Jeremy was underneath and got the ball too. That's why they called the jump ball. But that would have definitely been a foul, I think, if they didn't call the jump ball first. Didn't even faze Robert that a guy landed on top of him. .530 left in the game, 34-27 in favor of the T-Jacks. We have Peter, Dawson, Tyler, Kaipo, and Jeremy in for the Eagles. Chase, Brennan, Robert, Logan, and Riley for the T-Jacks. Inbound pass to Riley for three. Oh, and it's almost in. Rebound by Robert. He puts that one back up, and it's good. Another 9-point lead for the T-Jacks. Tyler brings it down, puts it up. Going to get a foul call on that one. Robert doesn't even really need to drop his hands. He did that time, and that foul's on him, but, I mean... Him and his hands up and his size itself is makes it hard. But he does draw the foul. Tyler's first shot is up and no good. We have Rowdy coming in for Jeremy. Second shot. No good. Rebound. It was out of bounds. Last touch by Rowdy. Another full timeout being called for White. Brandon's got some ideas, must be. Trying to tell his boys. Still 36-27 in favor of the T-Jacks. 5:09 left in the game. What did the rookies do? Or the Eagles?
Eagles are my two.
Oh, another close game by the rookies and the Lady Eagles, sounds like. T-Jack's ball. Yeah, looks like the Eagles switched to a man. Defense. Chase will get it past the half-court line, or Brennan will get it to Chase. Oh, and it's almost stolen as Chase tried to dish it off. It's not. He'll get it to Riley. To Logan. Back to Chase, looking for somebody. That time it's stolen by Rowdy. He puts it up and it's no good. It's gonna go. Whoa, sound like a boy hit the floor there. You can't see that far. So it's gonna be T-Jack's ball. T-Jack's with the ball. Chase looks like he'll drive. He does, puts it up. It's no good. Rowdy with the rebound. Gets it to Tyler. Tyler takes it all the way. He gets it. It's stolen by the T-Jacks. Chase with the ball for the T-Jacks. Oh, they're going to call a foul. It's a reaching foul, I'm sure, on Tyler. T-Jack's ball. Inbound pass to Chase. Chase will drive. Puts it up. Off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Rowdy. They'll get it to Doss. Over to Tyler. Into Doss. Doss takes it. Dishes it off to Peter. That one's up and good. 29-36, just under 4 minutes left in the game. The boys, T-Jack's bringing it down. Brennan all the way down. He'll get it to Chase, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by, and then pass out to Chase. Chase puts up a shot, no good. Possession goes to the Eagles. The shot goes up, no good. Rowdy gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and it's in and out. No good. T-Jacks with that rebound. T-Jacks, Brennan, puts up a shot. No good. T-Jacks, or Eagles with the ball. They'll get it to Kaipo. Kaipo for, look like a long two. Rebound goes to Chase. Chase puts it up. Oh, no good. Rebound by Peter.
Now in the hands of Sandpoint, they're trailing by 7 points. 2.5 minutes to go here in the game. Shot up with a foul. Dawson will go to line for two. Dawson will get the first. Score now 30-36 with 2 minutes 23 seconds left to go in the game. Dawson's second attempt, back of the iron. Tipped up rebound. Peter fights for it. Whistle on the play. King Cove will come out with possession. Dawson will sub out and Ryu will come back in. King Cove now up by 6 with 2:20 left to go in the game. Full court man. Foul. Sorry. Foot on the line there. Out of bounds. Sandpoint with possession. 2:05 left in the game. Reed for three. He's gone. Missed shot. King Cove on the rebound. 1:51 left. Jumper by Chase is good. 8-point lead now for King Cove. Way outside. Peter for three. Deflected. Foul call and deflection. Contact made.
Peter to the line for three, I think. First one's good. Peter will now get a second chance. No good. King Cove still up by seven. One more attempt from the line. Peter misses the second one but gets a rebound. Rio on the outside. Rally for three. Misses. Fight for the board. Goes to Chase. He goes coast to coast. Misses the shot. Loose ball. Picked up by King Cove. 117. Stolen by Rio. Fast break. He's got Brandon ahead of him. And one! Oh! Foul prior to the layup. Calling the foul on the floor. Oh. Sam Point will throw in under throw in basket. Ryu. Pass deflected. Picked up by Chase. 108. I believe a foul is called. Sandpoint inbound over King Cove inbounding. Ball tipped out by Tyler. King Cove up by seven, 106 on the clock. Inbounding now underneath Sandpoint's basket. Heavy full court man. Ball tipped up. Kaipo almost steals it. Shot missed. Rebound goes to Rowdy. Tyler. Outside to Ryu for three. Front of the rim. Foul on the play. Reach in foul. Rowdy, I think, fouls out. Chase is at the line. Landon Deering checks in for Rowdy. Not the man you want the line here in the last couple seconds when you're trying to foul. Although with new rules, fouling does not really have any, you know, it's not as beneficial at least. It could still force a turnover and give you possession, but it's not as beneficial since every foul is now a double bonus. Chase misses both shots, but gets his own rebound. Takes it outside. With the 7-point lead, Riley takes a shot for three and misses. Nice save by Roberts. And now King Coast got to be thinking about burning down the clock, but they're still playing hard. Nice layup by Chase. 40-31 now. 22 seconds. King Cove trying to finish this one. Whoa! Tyler with a long three. And a whistle.
Oh, the hoop again.
These hoops, all the swishes. 16 seconds. Sandpoint down by six. Inbound. 12 seconds. Chase gets passed, gets fouled. With 9.2 seconds, Chase will go to the line for two. Sandpoint still down by six. Caden Foster checks in for Landon. Landon will go back out. Onto the court.
Are they putting our seniors in?
Yeah. Since every bonus is now a double bonus, this will be a two shot for Chase. He'll hit the first one.
Oh, there, we're waiting for the first shot before we could sub.
Caden now checks in for Landon.
Landon checks back in for...
for Kaipo. And with 9.2 seconds and a 7-point lead, King Cove looking to put this one to rest. Chase on a second attempt at the line. Misses. Rebound to Caden. Tyler goes all the way. Puts it to layup. Misses. 2 seconds. Final score. King Cove 41, Sandpoint 34. As the Eagles or the T-Jacks walk away with the win, this is Austin Roof with KSTP signing off.
If I turn my microphone on, you will hear me when I talk. This is Virgil. That was your Eagles and T-Jacks. Final score, King Cove T-Jacks 41, Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles 34. If you missed the ladies earlier tonight, Sandpoint Lady Eagles 36, King Cove Rookies 34. We will go on to our regularly scheduled programming. How about Pixies? Okay, we are going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Let's bring us back to the 8 o'clock hour. Turn the robot on. That's Otto, the automatic scheduler. Okay, Otto, take it away.
Forever by my side. Hey, you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Kind of got in the way a little bit of music, but at the time it would make sense because you've got to when you're coming into the market, you don't want to just be all over the place, and maybe it's confusing. Maybe you got to find a direct line to kind of build this base and build this foundation. And now I feel like we wanted to make something cohesive, but now I feel like we kind of have our foundation and our base, you know, and people that already love foot. And so now I'm just here to serve those people. And I think that it's free. It sounds cohesive now because you know my voice and it sounds okay. And I think we didn't shy away from a good song being a good song because it was too R&B. We just, that's damn good. So we're doing it, you know?
You the whole way through.
Yeah.
My guest today is Teddy Swims on World Cafe. We're going to hear the song Northern Lights next. Where did that song really start? What was the seed of that song when you started writing it?
when I wrote it, it was about, I guess, having closure of the situation that I was in, you know, that when you look back at love, sometimes it's easy to think about the things that were good about it, or, you know, and the things that were great about it, and how much it's affected, you know, because like when we were going through everything and Lose Control, and like with the person I was with, I wanted to look back and say that, you know, all things aside, all the negativity aside and all the bad things that happened, there were so many good times in that relationship, and there's so many love in that relationship. And I owe that person, you know, I guess like my success now. You know, you can't be too mad at somebody that makes you a millionaire, you know what I mean? So I really have to, so there were so many things. I never had actually been to the Northern Lights, but I guess making it the Northern Lights was easier to rhyme and make sense than maybe the hill at the top of my cul-de-sac, you know. So,
sure.
So we kind of made the hill at the top of my cul-de-sac the, you know, the Northern Lights, I guess. But I wanted to discuss the good things and say, you know, sometimes you just got to let stuff go. And I think sometimes the way you get closure from a situation that ends badly is just, you know, I guess kind of comes from internally, that closure is just like, well, I'm grateful for that time, and I'm grateful for that space that we had together. And it means a lot that way. And it's better that way, to think that way rather than just negativity about that situation.
This is Teddy Swims with Northern Lights on World Cafe.
But in my head, you're still mine, and I go back every night. I see your face, the summer skies. I count the stars inside your eyes. Oh, what went wrong and what went right? It fades away as years go by. We may not have a whole lifetime, but at least we had the Northern Lights.
On World Cafe, I'm Raina Duras. You just heard Northern Lights. It's a song from Teddy Swims. It's on Teddy Swims' new album, I've Tried Everything But Therapy, Part 2. It has been a massive, massive year and a bit for you since you put out your debut, since Lose Control exploded. When fame and success hit that hard that fast, even though you'd been working towards this for a while, how do you keep your head above water and make sure you're taking care of yourself?
Oh, man, it's the people around you, you know? I think the company you keep, man, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to have these people that are always right by me. And I mean, it is a whirlwind, but they're always right there checking. We check on each other. We ask each other how we're doing. We tell each other we love each other, and we kick each other when we need one too. And, you know, we always keep each other humble. Those guys aren't ever afraid to let me know I suck. You know what I mean? Or to let me know I'm getting too big for my britches, or, you know what I mean? We have each other, man. And that's all best friends right there.
Yeah. You know, what I'm hearing in this conversation, I mean, you talk about love and friendship. Earlier in the interview, you said, it's a good day to cry. You're somebody who seems to me to be comfortable expressing emotions, being vulnerable, being honest. You know, we're at this time right now where there are a lot of conversations about masculinity and loud voices with opinions about how men should act and how they should treat each other and how they should dress or whatever. And a lot of that doesn't include being open about your mental health or how much you love your friends. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on masculinity or what that means to you.
Well, I have the best daddy in the world, man. So I'm so lucky to have a father that was, you know, man, hugs and hugs and kisses me and tells me he loves me and cries with me and tells me how proud he is. He's the first guy I call when anything happens in my life, and we share a good cry and hug. And I mean, I still, you know, go home, and if I see him and we're sitting on the couch watching a movie, I'm laying on his arm, and he's just my guy, man. He's always taught me honesty and vulnerability and is not afraid to share his feelings. And I'm so lucky that my example of a man and a good man is my father, and a lot of people don't have that, you know. And so I think it's always important to, I try to tell everyone I love them, and you got to tell a boy how pretty he is, you know. I do that to my friends all the time. Tell them they're pretty, man. Why do men so afraid to tell each other they're pretty? Because they're heterosexual? Get over your stuff, man. Just Say you're pretty, man. He's a pretty boy. Tell him. Make him feel good about himself. Tell him you like his button them jeans. Who cares, man? Have fun. Like, it's not, I don't know why it's got to be this tough. I feel like masculinity is, I feel more masculine being open and soft, and I feel more strong. I think vulnerability is strength, truly, and honesty is strength, and vulnerability is not weakness, and not in my head. And I don't think it's changed my life, being able to share my feelings and emotions, and I think when you're open and honest, you know, you might get stepped on a lot, but you find your tribe and those people that want to protect your heart at all costs, and vulnerability is the most important thing because of that.
Yeah, I mean, you talking about your dad leads us nicely into the last thing I want to just quickly talk about before we hear the last song. You recently announced that you are going to become a dad soon. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's so exciting. What are you looking forward to the most?
I guess, of course, I'm still looking forward to like planting a little seed and seeing, you know, what I know. I think about it all the time as it's starting to kick, you know, in the belly and stuff. I'm like, you know, what are you going to look like? What are you going to be? What's your favorite color? You know, who's your favorite superhero? What are you into? You know, what's your favorite flower? I don't know. What is it? And I think I'm so excited that hopefully one day, that my child talks about me like I talk about my father. That's all I want. And I'm really kind of scared to have my dad as a grandfather, because I just don't think my kid will even think I'm cool. So I'm kind of in a competition with my dad, because I'm the man this time, buddy, not you. So I just want to beat my dad at something.
I have a feeling you're going to be a great dad. Teddy Swims is with me on World Cafe. The last song we're going to hear from the new album today is called Guilty, and it is a really sweet one, and you are being very vulnerable in this song. What can you tell us about Guilty?
I think that song kind of scratches my little 2000s rock and roll itch, you know what I mean? And I've been dying to put something out like that, and man, it's just a song about love. So it's good. It's good music.
This is Guilty. It's Teddy Swims on World Cafe.
Of having only eyes for you, of letting you turn my crimson skies blue. Of hating you're somebody new, of getting hella jealous of the ground that's under you.
On World Cafe, you just heard Guilty from Teddy Swims. His new album is called I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 2. And Teddy Swims has been my guest today. Thank you so much for being here. I really, really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, I did too. Thank you for having me.
Come back anytime. Take care, okay?
I sure will. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before that break here on World Cafe, I was talking to Teddy Swims. What a sweet guy, huh? Such a lovable dude. You can also see that interview and a bunch of Teddy's tattoos as well on worldcafe.org and on our YouTube channel. Go check it out. There are lots of videos there. YouTube.com/worldcafe. Here's Sinead O'Connor. You made me the thief of your heart.
You're happy now. I could never make you see.
Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face, or as the French say, Les Yeux Sans Visage. Coming up to the end of the hour here on World Cafe, thank you to all of our affiliates across the country, including KNCH in San Angelo, Texas. And thank you again to Teddy Swims for being my guest and to World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Chris Williams is our technical director here on World Cafe. Our programming and booking coordinator is Chelsea Johnson. Our line producer is Will Loftus. George Murphy is in charge of video. Kimberly Junot is our senior producer. Bruce Warren is our executive producer. Kaleo is our contributing host. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. My name is Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.